Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 conference call of HOEC Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of HOEC Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ending 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. P. Ilango, Managing Director, and Mr. R. Jeevanandam, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Ilango to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, all. Thanks for joining. I hope everyone has received the updated earnings presentation. We've also uploaded it on our website for your reference. FY23 has been a fruitful year, with Q4 being the first quarter where both oil and gas wells in BAT on continuous production mode. In Q4, at gross level, we have produced more than 10,000 barrels of oil equivalent. Out of that, about 4,100 barrels of oil equivalent is net to HOEC. I would provide the operational updates and Jeeva will share the financial highlights. Let me begin with our flagship BAT project. Expro, our process equipment vendor, has, during the quarter, completed the repairs on the high-pressure separator and commissioned it into service. This is one of the major challenges on the project, and as debottlenecking of others are addressed one by one. We are now able to flow both the wells simultaneously. Currently, the oil production is less than forecasted, but gas production is more than we anticipated at 17 million cubic feet per day. The reservoir has shown encouraging trend of decreasing gas-oil ratio. Our technical teams are closely monitoring the reservoir parameters and collecting the dynamic data required to forecast the optimum production levels from the field. For the additional gas, a follow-on gas sales e-auction was promptly completed in April. GSA has been signed with Indian Oil Corporation at 16.2% of average Brent crude oil price of previous month. The price is subject to a ceiling price of Platts West India Marker LNG plus $1 per MMBTU and a flow price of $9 per MMBTU. Offtake based on this GSA has already commenced from 1st of May 2023 and is continuing. GSA with GSPC is also ongoing and will continue for FY23-24 on contract terms. Any additional volumes available are being sold by us on IGX, that is Indian Gas Exchange, and a system has been established with buyers being familiar with BAT gas at Hazira delivery point. As part of monsoon preparation, SPM maintenance work was completed and underwater inspection of connecting hoses was carried out. New hoses are already for shipment for post-inspection and will be changed out as and when required. Oil produced is being continuously transported to FSO for storage and a tradable parcel size of over 200,000 barrels is now ready for shipment. we plan to sell the same using our e-auction mechanism, similar to the gas auction we had conducted. We will invite all the domestic refineries to participate in the e-auction. Post e-auction, the sale and shipment will happen subject to availability of suitable weather window and the technical feasibility of offload by tankers during monsoon season. At Dirok, we achieved average gas sales of 30 million standard cubic feet per day in Q4 against 33 million standard cubic feet per day in Q3, 34 in Q2, and 25 in Q1. Dirok gas offtake has seasonal variations with particularly lower offtake during Q1. Maintenance activity of any major consumer also impacts offtake adversely. The PPAC notified gas price was revised to $7.92 per MMBTU in April, $8.27 per MMBTU in May 2023 as per the new Parekh committee recommendations. About 25% of Dirok gas sales was sold by us in Q4 at a dollar premium over the notified PPAC prices. Overall, our focus on value over volume in Dirok has proven its results over the last financial year. For the next phase of development at Dirok, pipeline construction work in the difficult forest segment has commenced and is progressing as planned. This 18-inch pipeline will transport Dirok gas to Duliajan Marketing Hub independently without relying on Oil India pipeline network. This will enable connecting the Northeast gas grid in future, significantly enhancing the market size for Dirok gas. We are closely monitoring the Dirok gas sales offtake rates at different seasons and at different price points. We are proactively engaging with multiple stakeholders involved in building the Northeast gas grid to achieve greater demand and consistent offtake with the possibility of customers connected to grid. Wells and facilities have demonstrated capacity to deliver nearly 45 to 50 million standard cubic feet of gas per day. Depending on the demand, we have the flexibility to execute workover operation to enhance the production capacity further. We are continuing with the small volume of gas sales to GAIL from PY1. Currently, reprocessing of seismic data is under progress to update the geological model. 100% PII and a low investment multiple makes this field the best choice of next investment for HOEC. Both in PY1 and in Kalsang, outstanding issues have been resolved with the government to secure 10-year PSC extension. While formal PSC amendment has been executed for PY1, it is under process for Kalsang in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. In Cambay assets, while production operations are continuing, final execution of ring-fenced PSC for R2 area by government is still awaited. Meanwhile, we are progressing the environmental clearance process to undertake a drilling campaign in three marginal fields of Cambay in future. I now invite Jeeva to share the finance highlights.
Thanks. And we report that the company made a total revenue of ₹411.1 crores in the current year compared to ₹132.72 crores in the previous year in the standalone accounts. Similarly, the current quarter revenue is 158.78 crores compared to 109.67 crores in the previous quarter in the standalone accounts. In the consolidated accounts, it is 592.2 crores against 161.4 crores in the previous year. And the quarterly revenue is 193.4 crores compared to 178.99 crores in the previous quarter. This increase in revenue is mainly due to revenue from BIT field and better realization from Dirok. Production from BIT field has contributed about 144 crores revenue in the current year. BIT revenue in the previous quarter was 30.96 crores, which is increased to 86.57 crores in the current quarter. Tirac revenue also increased about 129 crores in the current year due to better price realization. Tirac current quarter revenue is 67.54 crores compared to 74.27 crores in the previous quarter. In the consolidated accounts, in addition to the increase in sale of oil and gas revenue as stated, subsidiary assets MOPU and FSO have also contributed to the total revenue by ₹149.63 crores in the current year. Standalone profit after tax is 163.67 crores against 70.19 crores without considering the exceptional cost charged in the previous year. EBITDA for the current year in the standalone account is 223.17 crores compared to 92.49 crores. In the consolidated account, the profit after tax is 194.05 crores against 20 crores in the previous year. EBITDA in the consolidated accounts for the year is 320.98 crores compared to 90.37 crores in the previous year. In effect, all the investments made in BIT field with associated facilities of subsidiaries started to earn the revenue. Total operating expenses including royalty and cess of standalone for the year excluding finance cost is 244.49 crores compared to 52.51 crores in the previous year. Major cost is for the charter error charges for MOFO and FSO in the current year. Depreciation, depletion and amortization for the current year is 27.65 crores compared to 14.85 crores in the previous year. An amount of rupees 58.7 crores stock adjustment made is in the current year, which reflects the stock of PAT crude in the FSO. Finance cost of loan for the current year is 24.23 crores, which will get reduced as the short-term notes are getting repaid. The total expenses in consolidated accounts, including DDA and excluding stock adjustment, is 379.91 crores compared to 99.22 crores in the previous year. This cost increase includes the cost of MOFU, FSO, SBM maintenance. The total finance cost in the consolidated account is 30.16 crores, as stated, which will also be reduced in the current financial year. As on date, the outstanding loan from the banks are ₹250.3 crores. Company has obtained the rating of A for 500 crores bank loan from India Ratings. With the current cash position and with the continued production, we will meet all our obligations. Most of the operating costs are not linear and are fixed, which needs churning of assets to get better net realizable value. Yes, on date, all the investment made in various fields, including BIT, are on revenue mode, and this will continuously improve the financial position of the company. We would like to optimize the revenue share to Government of India by maintaining the field production from BIT field with a constant revenue mode without hampering the reservoir pressure. We endeavor to keep the optimum revenue as the threshold by keeping in mind the field production not above the optimum level. This would prolong the plateau of the field life. We will bring down the borrowings less than 100 crores in the current year. We also embark on PY1 redevelopment in East Coast of India, wherein the return on marginal capital is much higher as substantial investments were already made. Further, it could unlock substantial value of the assets which was already impaired in the books of accounts. On achieving the optimum protection from BIT and Dirac, the company will embark on drilling wells in PY1, having secured 10-year extension for the block. Thank you.
Thank you, Jiva. Can we now open the forum for questions, please?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Chitresh Lunawat from Gartner. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Congratulations, sir, for getting BAT.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are sounding muffled. Can you use your handset, please?
Hello. Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, congratulations for getting the BAT field online and on full revenue. My question was regarding the oil field. So, last quarter, the oil was not at optimum level, right? So, in this quarter, we are expecting it to run on the optimal levels, right, sir?
See, we wanted to have a revenue threshold with the current oil and gas productions we are meeting with that. As there is a, as this D1 well, I can say that the HP separator repair was completed. Pressure differential exists between the wells, which is higher in D1 comparing the test results. Till the pressure in D1 is reduced to the test pressure, gas production from D1 will be more and oil will be less. Having not seen much pressure reduction in either in D1 and D2 well, we are happy about the well performance. We believe that the current level of production will continue and the expected reduction in pressure from D1 well, by depleting the additional gas pocket, we will increase the oil production. That's what at the moment. So right now we are making a decent revenue with the oil and gas, and we'll continue with that. As long as every day there is an improvement in oil production, once the additional gas pocket gets depleted, we will get back to a higher level of oil production.
Okay. So my question was like regarding the oil, because we were earlier told that, you know, we'll be getting 7,500 barrel of oil per day and also 10 million ton of gas. So what is the current scenario for BAT?
Currently, the gas is about 17 million cubic feet per day and the oil is about 1,400 barrels.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is the plan for the new drilling wells for PY1? Whether we are waiting for the BAT to get stabilized for one or two quarters, reach the depth and then start PY1, or what is the plan, sir, here?
PY1, the weather window starts from January. Our seismic data is getting reprocessed. Once the data reprocessing is completed, our geologists will reevaluate the data, and once they release the final location, and we will get a drilling rig and embark on the first well drilling, probably on the last quarter of this year or the first quarter of the next year.
So this year, where will we plan to drill, sir? In DIOC or BAT then? I mean, anything planned for this year?
This year, we are not going for any drilling program. Our program is for the PY1, either the last quarter of this year or it may defer to the first quarter of the next year.
Thank you, sir. I'll wait in the queue for my other questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
So my first question is, I think from your commentary, just one clarification. So this quarter, we have not yet recorded the sale from, oil in the current revenue, right?
Yeah, I think the sale is not getting recorded in the sales, but you could have seen the stock adjustment, which is substantial from, which is marked to market on 31st March. So, in effect, it has reduced the cost. When it is sold, it will move to the revenue.
Okay. So, that the benefit of that on the bottom line is already reflected.
Yeah, that's right. It gets reflected in the bar.
Right. Sir, second question is, you say that, the sale of oil parcels will be subject to weather windows and tanker movement. So, just wanted to understand from you that from the perspective of doing this on an ongoing basis, do we have any connectivity with oil pipelines? If not, will we always subjected to this kind of, having the right weather window to sell our oil parcels?
Two issues are there. Once we have got the tanker size, which is substantial, which is about 900,000 barrels, we can store it. So second thing, any pipeline connection is too expensive in from where our BAT field is located. So that's why we gone to the mode of evacuation through storing and evacuation through FSO. So this would be first update. Once the update is over, we will also get familiarized with the field issues, if any, and then we will be planning the regular update.
Okay. And second question is on the oil versus gas. I think we were aiming for much lower gas production, and you said that, we have got some, where the gas flow is higher, and hence the oil production has been, curtailed. So going forward, you know, we will kind of maintain in terms of MMBOE same equivalent output, right? Because we want to optimize on our royalty and everything. Is that a right understanding?
I think what is happening is, this being a revenue sharing contract, we would like to go with the revenue more constant. That means that we will not be flocking, that we will not be increasing production before the threshold revenue model. So our revenue model says this is the next revenue, that plateau of the revenue will keep it. So accordingly, we will be seeing that the oil and gas production match with the revenue, and in no way we wanted to go below the above the optimal level of production by our reservoir team.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Thanks. That's it.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sudhir Beda from Right Time Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and many, many congratulations for the good set of results and bringing the B2 online. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is, as you said, the stock is marked to market. So can you quantify at what rate it was marked to market and the quantity, and at present, is it the quantity sold, or how, what is the status?
It is in stock. Normally, we take the price on the closing date, that was taken at $78.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is sold, it will be the price what we will be realizing on. That depends on the injection auction, e-auction, which is being planned for it.
So what's the timeline when it would be
We have the assay results are expected this week. It will go online by next week. So within 10-15 days, we'll find out what would be the price we'll be getting on it.
Great. And sir, when, if it is possible, I don't know, to quantify the timeline, but when you'll be getting the optimum production level in this field?
Yeah, ours is currently the revenue mode is about, say, $300,000. We'll go up to $350,000. That's the level of revenue, because our share to the government, we wanted to keep it at the current level of, see, currently we are paying around 30%. We may go for 10% more, and that would be our revenue optimum.
So that is for the entire year, this would be so?
Yeah, that's right, because we wanted to keep the plateau of the production for a longer period in BAT. To achieve that, so we wanted to keep the revenue constant mode, having the high pressure of oil and gas.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Putti from Marshmallow Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on getting both the girls online. This is, this is something you've worked on for a long time, and really happy that we could achieve this. So on the balance sheet side, sir, we don't have any capex to the fourth quarter or the first quarter of next year. So does this mean that, in the past we used to say that in the industry like ours, we need to have 100 crore of cash on our books always. So will we be paying down our entire debt and going into that balance sheet structure going forward?
I think, Rohit, I 100% agree with you that we would be more or less would like to go for a debt-free balance sheet. That would be our endeavor.
So on capital allocation, again, I mean, it makes sense to go for debt-free, but I just want to hear your thoughts on buyback. So from what you said, BAT alone would be generating more than $100 million a year, and it's a highly cash-generating asset. And then we have upsides in Dirok coming with the connection with Indradhanush gas grid, etc. So at the current value of the business, at least that's quoted in the market, does it not make sense to increase the shareholding of the existing and long-term shareholders by doing a buyback?
No, there is no question of buyback. We have got the chain of capital investments planned for it now. They're talking about TY1. After TY1, we have to go for the Dirac. During this course itself, we have to go for the Western all the blocks in the Cambay basins, which is the three assets, which is dormant for quite some years. So we have a capital plan in such a manner, and then we have to work on Karstang also. So we have a capital plans already laid out for at least 4 to 5 years.
Understood. So that was helpful. And last question, so just to get this right on what you said in terms of the revenue. So you want to not optimize, I mean, production is not your goal in BAT, but revenue. So what you're saying is that at the current production level of, let's say, 1,400 barrels of oil and 17 MMSCFD of gas, we'll be hitting the $350,000 per day target that we have at BAT. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we are not yet at the moment. So till the time, we will be maintaining. So our target is to reach the revenue level of $300,000 a day to $350,000. And without hampering the reservoir there and the pressure there.
Okay, fair enough. So what does it mean in terms of the production? So, 17 MMSCFD of gas, and how much would oil have to increase to reach that number?
Oil, we will be going as per the, because, you know, there is a small gas pocket. Till it gets depleted, it will be slowly, gradually increasing thereon. So we'll be reaching to the level of, I can't say the timeline as such. And it will definitely on an increasing mode, it will go on increasing up to reach to a threshold level. And we'll maintain that level itself.
Sorry, please go ahead.
What is happening is there is a small gas pocket is there, which is now getting depleted. So the pressure reduction is about 3 to 4 PSI per day. So till it comes to our test pressure level, so oil would be at this rate of increasing about 10 to 12 barrels per day increase as such. Once it reaches to a threshold level as such, then there would be some reduction in the gas. Both will get offset each other. That point in time, we will be maintaining only the revenue generation as a benchmark for it, and we will not flog the reservoir, we will not do anything with the reservoirs, and we will keep the reservoir in a way that the production is below the optimal level to prolong the life of the field.
So, two questions here. So, what is the revenue generation per day right now? And second, this air pocket is in no
way... Right now, it is $180,000 on account of the gas. Right, 182.
Okay.
It will vary up to $180,000 to $190,000 per day. Right, oil 1,500 barrel. It is equivalent to another $120,000. So we are reaching already a level of $310,000 per day. So we will be going up to maximum of $350,000, and that's the level we wanted to have it.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, and all the best to you. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rikesh Parekh from Rockstar Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on getting the BAT on track now, sir. Just a couple of questions on the BAT side. Just wanted to understand what was the gas realization on the gas exchange for the last quarter since we are doing some 25% on the spot basis?
Yeah, I think I'll tell you the number. It is... gas price realized this the whole year for BAT was $15.71 per MMBTU, and the last quarter was $15.47 per MMBTU, and the previous quarter was $13.86 per MMBTU.
Now, this is combined of spot and negotiated price, or this is only the spot exchange price?
All combined.
All combined. Okay. Secondly, sir, just wanted to understand on the CapEx plan for the current year. Means largely it will be DROC, if I understand as such. So what will be the CapEx we are planning for the FY24?
So 23-24, our CapEx plan is only for the PY1. One well drilling, that the total outlay is about 64 crores. Which we have to pay for a portion of the amount earlier and portion of the next financial year. That is the outlay for the CapEx outlay for the current financial year.
Which is already underway for that?
Yeah. We are working on it. Our seismic reprocessing is get completed. Then we will start working on it to secure some rig and other things.
Okay. And just from the understanding, this 4K number from the BAT, should we think of it as broadly a steady state number, or there will be some marginal higher with the stability? How one should be looking at?
We wanted to share the total revenue share to the government should be not more than 1/3. That is the level we wanted to keep. So below the ground oil is better for us. So that's the reason we are.
And then lastly, sir, on PY3, we had some Singapore arbitration during the quarter. So just wanted to understand our stance now, and means can we appeal further, and what is the total amount liability over there?
There was an appeal at the lower court, got dismissed. We went to the federal court in Kuala Lumpur, and that will get adjudicated at some point in time. And similarly, we have got a case in the Gujarat High Court, which is also yet to come for hearing. The total exposure to us as we are speaking with interest liability on all put together is about 17 crores.
Okay. So the max liability is 17 crores, right?
17 crores.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abdul Karim from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question and congratulations for this set of numbers. For PY1, you have completed EIA study for obtaining environmental clearance for drilling additional wells. So what are the environmental and regulatory approval still pending and you are waiting for?
So we have to get we have already got an environmental clearance. It is an ongoing field as such. So we are submitting the application in such a way we will get the clearances faster. So we have got about additional 78 months time to drill the well. Before drilling the well, we will have all the clearances in place.
Okay. And on BAT project, you are transporting as well as storing at the FSO, as you have mentioned in the investor presentations. So, if you could share some numbers in terms of what is the current number of barrels of oil which we have stored?
Okay. See, this is one of the concepts of evacuation in the sense, in an offshore where we are not able to lay a cost-effective pipeline, the oil produced from the field is stored in a floating storage offshore that is called an Afromax tanker, which is having a capacity of 900,000 barrels.
Oh.
Right now, as we speak, we have got about 260,000 barrel of oil in place, oil in the tank.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ajit from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding your clarification that we will not do buyback in the coming years. So, do we have a dividend distribution policy going forward?
We wanted to grow this company to the... See, whatever the assets which you look at, PY1, we spend about $380 million, which is the dormant assets at the moment. Then Western Region assets are legacy assets of 25 years. We have to monetize these assets in a row, actually, within a period of 3 to 4 years. So that is why once these assets are getting monetized, if you don't have any better opportunity to get an inorganic acquisitions or anything there onto it, then we will certainly do that.
Okay. And second question is regarding PY1, sir. Like PY1 generally, Reliance, ONGC and HOAC under our old promoters has been unsuccessful after spending huge sums. So what is the reason for us to be very optimistic on that, like, you can give some clarity?
There is a discovered oil and gas in this place, and it is going with the mind of the geologist, which the geologist reads decides the whole thing. We have got a petrophysics come from London, and he is working on the project, and he is very confident about it. The very nature of the business is it is of surface risk associated with that. This is being a basement resource. We are taking all precautions to drill a well at the right location. And we are confident we will be able to produce oil and gas from the new well. So at the end of the day, it is after drilling the well only we know the result.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Zoshi from BP Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations on a great set of numbers. It's been quite an up and down year, so like, congratulations for that first. And I have two questions. One is that there's a reduction in charge entries of 28 crores.
So could you just explain the math behind it? I was not very clear. Is it like a non-cash charge or like this was already paid but accounted for this year? And my second question is some trend for the current quarters. Like, are we on track to get a revenue which is equivalent to last quarter or more or less? And
tell me all the questions.
And just the last question is the contingent liabilities that you spoke on in open cases, was it 70 crores or 17 crores?
17 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's one done. Yeah. That's all. That's the three questions from my side.
What has happened that we have a contract with Expro, where they are the provider of our topside facilities. And they are having an O&M contract. So now the field has started the continuous production from the 1st of November. We sit down with them and discussed, and we have thrashed out all the their clients and our clients and all. Then we made a conscious decision as such. So both the sites, we will pay for Expro to the duration which they work for it. Similarly, we will charge for the joint venture to the duration actually the production from the field has been achieved. Accordingly, the fourth quarter revenue and the period in which we have charged the excess on the MOFU stand reversed, and that is where the cost reduction comes there on. Similarly, we taken a hit on the revenue on the MOFU on the consolidated accounts. That is where it's been mentioned into the in the note number 3 of the standalone accounts. The same notes are reflected in the consolidated accounts also.
Okay. That's thank you. And some color on the trend for this quarter?
You can take the, it is more or less like a reference projection, then you can take the last quarter as well.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manan Patel from Arafat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for great numbers. And congratulations for achieving continuous production. So the first question is on the B8 production. So if we look at 17 MMSCFD and 1400 barrels, so it comes to around 4500 barrel oil equivalent of production. So if we look at the initial numbers, it was around 7 to 7,500 barrels. On that basis, we assume that the cost of production per barrel would be around 20 or a bit less than $20 per barrel. So with the new production numbers, the cost increases to almost $31-$32, and if you consider time value of money, it's even higher. So what are your thoughts on the profitability of the project? Because the cost is significantly higher at less production.
So it's not significantly higher as such. We have optimized the cost. When you initially conceived the development plan, that the projection was about the same 4,500 barrels. Subsequently, drilling up the wells, we have got into 7,500 barrels. Our cost is average cost. That is why we get into the model of outsourcing at the block level and resourcing at the corporate level. So right now, our operating cost payable to the outside parties only about, say, $40,000, less than $40,000, about $30,000. So whatever the cost increase thereon comes back to the company as a revenue at some point in time. That's why this $30 is a misnomer number to us in effective terms as a company as a whole. And further, you look at as such, the revenue has gone up substantially. Then all the service companies will charge in line with the increase in oil prices. So we don't find any abnormality in the charges made to the DAT, considering the oil price and gas price at the moment.
Understood, sir. Sir, the second question is on the FSO. So once we produce and once we have to auction, once we auction and we have to deliver, so does that mean the production for the days that vessel goes for delivery stops? So can you shed some light on that? How many days the production would not happen because FSO is not there?
So there is a total out of 365 days. Sorry, out of not. We have started on 4th of June, right? From there to 31st of March. We have operated only up to 192 days.
the production was from the field only for 192 days. And that is the, but in the current year, we will be continuing as such. That's what we believe in it. And the FSO charges per se, it is not only for storing the, it is for storing the oil as well as offloading as such. So this is a facility per se. So the charges are applicable when the facilities are ready to receive the oil. When the facilities are not ready to receive the oil, we won't be able to charge. For example, there is a repair in the line or some reasons to the FSO. We are not able to offtake the, we are not able to store the oil, receive and store the oil, then there won't be any charges for it.
No, sir. So the question was, so when we auction off the gas, oil, and the FSO has to go for delivery to any of the ports. So
Sorry, it is outside flange. It is stationary there. It will not move out.
Okay.
Buyer's vessel will come and pick it up.
Okay, so we don't have to stop production when the delivery is happening.
No.
Okay.
Charter tanker will come from ACA and they will pick up the crude from the FSO.
Understood, sir. And sir, the last question is on Sarsang. So the clearance have been obtained, and I understand not the operators there. So what kind of CAPEX should we expect in Sarsang, and what is the time frame of that?
Sarsang actually that, so we were, It all goes to the first well drilling. We will be, some of the regular workover and other things will continue therein. And we wanted to drill one of the deeper prospects that will cost about $15-20 million as well. So the total program is envisaged for 18 wells together for a lesser depth, 1,000-1,500 meters. The program to my mind was somewhere around $80 million, but our share would be about $20 million.
Understood, sir.
Over a period, actually.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chetan Parke from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is with respect to BAT's post 5. So in our Q3 call, we had mentioned that the replacement work will be carried before or carried out pre-monsoon. So, are we on schedule? Is it already complete? And do you envisage any problem with respect to hose pipe or umbilical connection during the upcoming monsoon?
So, recently we have maintenance work was carried out at the SPM. At that time, our divers went down and checked, and all the connections made was intact. And at the moment, we don't expect any problem thereon. But however, we have placed our order. The place for the hoses got completed and the hoses are ready for shipment. And we will keep the hoses ready in the vessel itself. And there is any problem comes, we will change it. And right now, we don't want to disturb. That's the position.
Okay. So this replacement can get rescheduled to post-monsoon as well. And there won't be any issue in our
because it is holding well. That's what we sent a diver down. And he himself checked it actually and found out it was intact. And if any problem comes, then we should be having the hoses ready, and a small disruption of the production, we will be able to get it done.
Okay. So how much time will it take, let's say, if some issue occurs, to replace the hoses, considering that we will receive them and we'll have them ready at the vessel?
Oh, it's if the weather permits, it's not a big job. It is less than 10 days, less than 7 to 10 days maximum.
Okay. And sir, considering our normalized operations, let's say during the full year, how many days of maximum oil production we can achieve? Should we consider 330 days, 350 days, or any ballpark number?
Normally we consider it as a 350 days for our all projections. And that's a general way of looking at it. But it may,
okay.
It may, some of those cases we have got an uptime of even 99%.
Okay.
So, day, at this stage, after we have some 3-4 years experience in this field.
Okay. And sir, by when are we expecting this pressure reduction in our wells to achieve the desired level? I mean, will it? Is there a possibility that it may spill over into FY 2024 as well?
I think it is there is a small reduction in the pressure as such, because you know that we were producing around 4,000 plus barrels at 1200 psi, flowing tubing at pressure. Now it is around 1500 psi. So daily there is a reduction of some 3 psi and 2 psi, and some days it goes to 4 psi. So in essence, we have to wait and watch. So if the current trend goes, I think we should come back to some level within at least 6 to 9 months.
Okay. So there is a possibility that the desired level of production, I mean, we will have to wait till FY24 to get there.
Yeah. And second thing also, how much we would like to share with the government at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sir, I think in our exchange announcements in April 2023, we have mentioned that our potential oil production is under review and we are doing some debottlenecking to achieve the design capacity. So what do we mean by the production is under review and design capacity, as in any, if you can explain that?
So what we are looking at as such, because you know that one well is holding around 2,400 PSI, another well is about 1,500 PSI. The pressure difference exists. Yes. So we need to have, at some point in time, we need to have some compressors, additional compressors, one booster compressors for the D1 well to get both the wells flow to its capacity. So some of these things are being worked out. Some temperature issues there which we are getting it addressed. So small issues are coming up, because we are in the continuous production for only including 6 months, less than 6 months. So compressors, we have to place an order with that we have asked our expro guys to give the design for it, and that is already on the right track. So we may have to place an order with one of the company either in India or outside India. So that will take about 8 to 9 months to delivery. So with that, by the end of this year, the beginning of the next year, we will be coming to a good grip of the field facilities as well as the production thereon.
Okay. So, sir, given the current situation, then what would be our, estimated revenue or profit guidance for the next 3 quarters?
I would not comment much on it. You can go as a reference projection of the fourth quarter.
Okay. So, we can consider, 300,000 per day kind of a revenue for the full year. Okay. All right, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit from iThought. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. Congratulations, sir. It's been a long way, so thank you for all your efforts. Sir, most of my questions have been answered. I just wanted your clarification on the Note 3 that you mentioned, which was asked by another participant on these reduction charges. I could not understand it. Can you explain it again, sir?
Yeah. See, what has happened? So there was a discussion we had with the Expro, our service company. Our MOPU charges, which we have made based on irrespective of the production we charged, which we reversed because there was a corresponding credit we got it from our own service provider to us. So essentially, now we stick to one point after the prolonged discussion with the parties concerned. So MOPU would be charged with the day when the production is on from the BAT field. Similarly, that FSO, when it is ready to receive the oil, we will be charging. In effect, our charges to the JV is depending on the actual production we are carrying out, how many number of days we are doing on it. And if there is any defect on account of the MOPU and FSO, we will not be charging to the joint venture. That is why the reversal taken place.
Understood. Got it. And the other question that I had, sir, in terms of the costs that we have, so we should take these costs as what they are in terms of, costs like employees, etc. This is the correct base. The reason why I'm asking this question is, despite increasing the production, the employee costs declined quarter on quarter. So just wanted to get your thoughts on this. Both at standalone and console. Yeah.
The console accounts, there would be an impact on the cost. I agree with you. When the increase is the same asset churning out with the more number of barrels, the cost will come down. because these variable costs are more or less like it cannot be called as a variable. It is more or less fixed operating cost, right? So when we get a more production, we will have a better performance on account of the standalone. But our in the consolidated accounts, it remains to be the same, with only a marginal increase, increase in the revenue, because the entire revenue out of $140,000 a day, $100,000 comes back through our subsidiary.
Sure, makes sense. And the last question, I mean, just to sort of summarize whatever you've said so far. So, in terms of production from BAT, at this point of time, at least for the next 6 to 9 months, this would be the optimum production that you are looking at, as and when the pressure between the two wells, the difference decreases, there could be a chance of production ramping up again post 6 to 9 months. Is that understanding correct? Or
I think your understanding is absolutely correct, but one caveat saying that we wanted to have the revenue stability, because that revenue, optimal revenue, we will fix that the revenue is there, we will accordingly produce from these wells, because otherwise our share to the government goes substantially higher. So that instead of that, we will keep the oil below the ground and increase the plateau of the oil.
Sure. Understood. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vibhav Bajatia from Honesty and Integrity Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So a lot of my questions are already asked, but just one question on the oil that is being stored. So earlier you said that we are marking it to market and it is valued at $78, and that's why the large part of the benefit is already there in the P&L.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to understand, because the established accounting principle is that you have to value inventory at the cost or net realizable value, which is lower. So, obviously, $78 is more than the cost of production. So, I'm not sure how this recognition has happened, or maybe I'm missing something.
No, actually, the oil and gas companies, most of them, they've got an option based on the guidance and IFRS. You can check that. The revenue can be marked to market, and that should be the stock valuations can be done. You can find that in the accounting policy of the company since inception.
Okay, so there is an option and we exercise that option. Okay, got it. That's it from my side. I think all other my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tejas Shah from Unique Stock. Please go ahead.
Hi. Great set of numbers. Now, if you can quantify, I think we've got top line of 275 crores on a consolidated basis and a profit of 125 crore. If we don't account for the reverse back for this quarter, am I right on that understanding?
I can't get your question actually. Can you tell me?
Our top line is going, means our total income is in the range of 275 crores, if you count other income and everything. And our net profit is in the range of 125 crores. If you don't include the reversal of the charges that we have done, the 24 crores odd upon for that FSO and all. So am I thinking right, 275 crores of income and 125 crores of profits for the quarter?
Yes, you are right as such, because you declared that number in that manner only, right? See, if you look at the profit or loss consolidated account, it has come from 36 crore, it went up to 110 crores, right?
Correct.
Okay, then 36 into 110, as such, you will be having about 75 crores, right?
Oh.
It will be around 100 crores, right? If you take the reversal into consideration, it should be about another 10 crore more. It should be around 85 crores, right?
Yeah. So, should we consider this run rate that from this quarter onwards, around 125
yes.
crores of profit? And
a reference projection, I said it should be considered in that manner.
Agreed. And if you break up the top line for DROC, BAT, PY1, and MOPU in terms of crores, if possible.
Okay. We wanted to have the breakup of the revenue as such.
for the year as a whole. Okay.
No. For this quarter only. This quarter,
BAT revenue is about 39.62 crores. And without considering the oil in stock. And Iraq, it was 74.25 crores. This quarter, you are talking about last quarter or this quarter? This current quarter?
No, this quarter. This current quarter, sir.
Current quarter,
BAT, oil and gas both together, and our DROC.
BAT gas revenue is 86.57 crores.
Okay.
And the DROC is 67 crores. Without considering the oil and stock.
Right. And the BAT 87 crore which you mentioned, that includes oil or that is without oil?
Without oil. I said to you the sales revenue is 87 crores for BAT and DROC it is 67 crores.
I think oil in stock you said for this quarter is 45 crores, that is without mark to market. Or that is including the full
stock pages, it is 37 crores in stock.
Okay. And PY1 will be how much?
PY1 is negligible. It's producing about 2 crore revenue. That's breaking even revenue. That's why we want to embark on a PY1 drilling.
Okay. And the FSO revenue will be what? If you don't consider the any deductions or anything.
FSO revenue for the quarter would be 35 crores.
35 crores. Okay, great. And on the BAT, you are saying maximum another we can go is after 9 months only, not before that, correct?
Yeah, I think it's a question actually. We have to make a call on it. What is the revenue share with the government? So we have to keep the still life into consideration. Not the short term, we have to play for a longer term.
Thank you. And just one request. We normally send mails to Deepika. She does not reply any mails. At least she shouldn't write no comments or whatever. So at least we are in. So if you can request Deepika to be there, please. Thank you.
We will do that actually. We will do that and she will reply to you.
Please. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Pardon me if these are some sort of repetitive questions. First of all, I would like to know what is the optimum capacity of BAT oil well? Currently, we are doing 1400 BOEPD.
We are okay. You wanted to know the optimum level as such. Optimum level, you assume it actually that right now we are producing 17 million cubic feet of gas. If we wanted to increase, we can go up to 20 million, but we are restricted to 17 million cubic feet of gas. That is equivalent to about 3,000 barrel of oil, right? And another 1,400 barrel we are producing. It is 4,400 barrel is under the current level.
Yes, sir, but what will be the optimum capacity of the BAT oil well?
Optimum capacity, we can go up to, say, 6,000 barrel. And okay. That we will be able to confirm it once the test level is more than 6,000 barrels. So we will be going with the revenue as the optimum mode, not the production as an optimum mode for producing from this block.
So you mean to say the optimum capacity will be 6,000 barrels?
Sorry, Mr. Heyman, can you use your handset mode, please? You're not audible.
So, sir, what I understood is the optimum capacity is 6,000 barrels.
Yeah. 6,000, we will be able to confirm it once the gas peak, which is holding the pressure at the moment, once get depleted, we will be able to get back to the test result. Then our optimum level would be, fuel level would be 6,000, but we will be producing lesser than that in a manner to increase the plateau period of the fuel life.
What kind of incremental revenue, sir, we can have it?
The incremental revenue, it depends on whether you, how much you would like to share on that revenue, right? So I have to look at an optimum level, an optimum revenue mode in a manner that lengthening the field life will be beneficial to the company as a whole, or blocking it immediately and paying, getting a higher revenue number.
Any, sir, ballpark number?
Ballpark, I told you, no, $350,000 a day.
We ended to pay?
$1,000 a day from the field.
Okay, okay. And sir, when can we achieve it? 6 to 9 months down the line?
We are already on $300,000. So another $50,000 we'll be doing it. We'll be able to do it shortly. That should not be any problem.
Okay, okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ravi Nagda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is on Dero field. When do you see the forest pipeline to be laid down? And timeline?
Yeah, I think, out of the total distance, we've taken the forest segment, that should be done in about 3 months' time. 3 to 6 months time is what we are looking at for the forest segment.
Okay. And
non-forest segment also would be there.
Okay. And the total and total estimated time for full line to complete it?
I think in the rock, the question which we have really highlighted is, the increase in demand will happen only when the gas grid is laid and connected to the within the northeast region as such. So right now we have the ability to produce much more gas, but the production is low because the offtake is low. So we expect the offtake to increase as and when the gas grid that is being laid by various PSUs gets completed. So we are watching that. Our idea on the project completion was to focus on the difficult forest segment, which we believe will be able to complete in about 6 months' time, the forest segment. The balanced pipeline work will take it up depending on the progress that has happened in the gas grid as such.
And so, sir, gas grid will complete it next year, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So there's no point in completing our project and then holding on to the gas. So we will synchronize it along with that. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Basu Pooja from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hi. Firstly, congratulations on all the hard work that is paying off right now. I really appreciate the entire management team. Secondly, if you could guide what is the total debt, including the 100 crore loan that was taken as short-term working capital for working issues in December, and like guided, you'll be paying off some debt in this June, July after selling this oil parcel. So after paying off the debt, what would be your long-term debt on the balance sheet and the short-term debt on the balance sheet? That is the first thing. Second thing would be the hoses. By when are you expecting them to come on the Indian ports? Any timeline would be helpful. Thank you.
We missed the second part of your question. What is the second question?
Is the hoses, sir. When are you? When are you expecting the hoses to arrive on the Indian ports? Any timeline for that?
We have to go for a factory acceptance test of the hoses, which are already ready there. So it is basically to be moved out of a container. So it should take after the factory acceptance test is over. Assume it is get done within about 3-4 days. So it will take another 15-20 days to reach to the shore.
Fantastic. And so since you are planning to, you know, go up with the PY1. Are you planning to raise any capital by any chance?
You have another question you have forgotten. I will answer that.
Total debt.
Okay. So total debt of the company is about 250 crores. And as we speak right now, we have reduced it substantially. And this is about 210 crores at the moment.
Okay.
And year end, we will be having less than 100 crore as our long-term debt.
That will be FY24.
23-24.
Okay.
Out of 100 crores, there would be a short-term component of about some 25 plus 20. 50 crore would be short-term and 50 crore would be longer.
Okay. And PY1, for that field, are you planning to raise any capital by any chance for expansion?
No, I don't think our initial exposure, we believe it should be in the order of around, it should be out of 64 crores. That's about $8 million over a period of about 6 months. So I think we would not be needing any funding on.
And the BAT new wells will be drilled only after PY1 will start, right?
It's planned for only 26-27.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, sir. And really appreciate the management. You know, whenever I write an email, I get quick answers from your secretarial team. So, yeah, that's a great team that you are having. One small thing, if you can comment on the stake of HDFC that is there in the companies, because of their merger, they have to sell the stake. So if you could just throw some light on that part.
They are our investor, long-term investor as such, and, they are holding around 6.5%.
But the compliance says that they have to sell the stakes in various companies, and since they are holding in our company too, they will have to sell it, if I'm not mistaken, as per the SEBI norms, because of the merger of Limited and HDFC Bank?
I don't think so. That is up to them as such, because they are holding currently about 6.4%.
Right. So it is totally their call. If the compliance suggests, they will have to sell it.
I don't know about their what is their compliance requirements there on. They are our long-term investors, and if there is a bigger, the merger is too big, and even for them as such, in such a situation, if they take a call, they'll take a call.
All right. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations on lovely set of number and very good hard work by the entire team. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashwin Reddy from Samatva Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. And firstly, congrats to the entire team on bringing BAT on stage. So I have one question, sir, again on BAT, which is there a price of oil at which you'll be okay to increase the revenue that you would want to get from the field? Because the volumes can remain the same, so you're not depleting the field in effect. And given that you have high requirements, given that you outlined strong capex plan for the next 2 years, is there a price at which you'd be okay to increase the product or increase the revenue from the field?
So the price, what we are getting is, we are anywhere up above 15% of the Brent is okay for us. So that will compensate both for oil as well as to the gas. If you assume $75 as an oil price, that 15% of the price is reasonable for us to sell the gas.
No, what I mean is, I'm sorry, I'll be more clear properly. This is for the oil part. In case the oil, is there a specific oil price? Because even the volumes may be constant, 1300, 1500, whatever you want to fix the volume. The price of the oil goes up, then the revenue share goes up, right? So how would you tackle that situation? Would you ramp down the production?
We will choke down in such a manner that that will lengthen the peak further. We don't go, that's where we can't bring choke in such a manner that it will affect the reservoir. So we'll keep the reservoir as a paramount importance than the production as such, then the revenue as such.
Okay. No, but in case the volumes are constant, the volumes that you want to have, if they're constant at whatever you have at the current level, but if the oil price goes up, say, to 100 or 110, so whatever it is, What could you do then? Would you not take the
oil price goes up substantially? We don't mind to share more also.
Okay. So at the current oil prices, you want to keep at this level. Is very understanding. Okay. Great. Thank you, sir, and good luck.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is related to the, I have only one question. This is related to the taxes. We are not paying any tax, so this is, I think, government regulation or what?
Okay. So we have carryover losses, and we are adjusting the carryover losses. And once the last adjustment is over, then they have to pay the tax.
So, in which we are, till which year these carryover losses will continue? Any idea?
Yes, we have about the deferred tax credit, which is in the order of around, say, the carryover loss would be about 800 to 900 crores at the moment. So then that will add with the current year we have a BIT depreciation also would get added. So we'll be tax-free for at this current level or at least for 2 to 3 years more.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sameer Patel from Savvy Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on PY1. You said we are going to do a capex of about 64 crores. But that, I assume, is only for this year, right?
One well drilling. If the success of that well drilling, we will go for further investment of about $42 million. That is about another 300 crores more. But our initial exposure, which we planned for this financial year, and the portion to go to the next financial year is 64 crores.
Okay, so that is one well. And what kind of production we are envisaging from there?
So we are expecting each well will contribute at least 5 to 6 million cubic feet of gas. So the entire development is completed. We will be crossing 20 million cubic feet of gas from the three wells.
From the three wells, okay. And what kind of pricing we are expecting there on the gas? Will it be the same like the auction or?
It will be, we would like to go that are going to be more or less like a new development, and already the 25 years contract is over. We are in the 10-year new contract period. There should be a price get reopened. That would be a price of PPAC plus or that's what we are expecting.
Okay, and this PPAC is like kind of fixed for us, like the 10%, and we are not going to have any ceiling or anything, right?
Actually, PPAC price, we are reasonable to get expect, but anyhow, we are going for an injection for an auction. If we get a better price, we'll go with it.
Okay, and even from the current DROC, PPAC is applicable and that $6 is not applicable for us?
$6.5, which is fixed by the government, is applicable only for the government Oil India and ONGC for the legacy of nominated blocks.
Okay, great. And, sir, the next question is on this upper DROC. DROC, I can understand we are going for the, you know, expansion. But for the upper DROC, are we planning anything, the one which we won in the auction?
I think upper greater DROC, we have to drill the well.
Yeah.
We are 100% holding on the block. So our seismic, we have to reprocess and acquire some additional seismic also. After that, geology will come out with the location, then we plan for a drilling, not in this current financial year.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. That's it.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chandra Surya, an individual investor. Please go ahead. His line is disconnected. We'll move on to the next question from C.S. Chaudhary from CFS Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Very light and macro kind of a question. This discovered oil field policy, when it came and you embarked on that journey as a management with your own depth of experience of all the people who have worked in the industry. So over the last 7-8 years, with various hiccups and problems, So how much do you think that your richness of your experience has changed and gives you more confidence to deal with so many other offshore blocks that you're handling?
I think if we are confident to say that we are the only one in offshore put the field on production actually within the record time of 4 years. There's no other field or the blocks which has come onto the revenue mode so far. So we are confident about it, and we know how to select the right block, how to monetize it. So when opportunity comes, we will embark on it.
This question was based more because there have been, without taking any names, there have been large, explorers, domestic names also included, who couldn't execute on their own, and then they brought in expertise and joint ventures and sold equity to get success, and it took them an equal amount of time. That's why I framed this question, you know, though there was a difference that they were exploring and you have a discovered field. But so do you think that you'll be looking for more such opportunities on the offshore side?
Yes, certainly we will look for it when we come into the right block, with the right quantity of resource therein. And if it comes at the right model of revenue sharing, then we will certainly go for it. But all the blocks we will bid for with the reasonability, and we don't want to go into an unreasonable just to win a bid aspect. When we win a bid, we mean it actually, we wanted to develop that block.
Thank you. We request you to come back in the queue for follow-up questions. Participants are requested to restrict their questions to two at a time. We have our next question from the line of Chitresh Lunawat from Gartner. Please go ahead. Mr. Lunawat?
My question was regarding the host connection. So what kind of testing have we done or checked to ensure that the current monsoon period, which I think it starts from this month, right? That's June, July, and August. So how confident are you on that?
Yes, we go with the advice given by the person who inspected it. And he's saying that it is all intact, right? That's the confidence level we are having at the moment. At the end of the day, no one can predict what would be the outcome during the monsoon, right? But we are parallelly placed the orders, and we are getting the hoses in place. So if there will be any eventuality, we will be able to replace them in a fair weather window, which may be a couple of days, or even during the monsoon period, we will get some good weather for a couple of days. So with that, we will be able to do that.
So, pardon my lack of knowledge, but just wanted to check, like, do you get any insurance for this kind of things, or it's all complete?
So insurance comes not for normal wear and tear, but it comes for only the accidental insurance. So if any damages occurred, on the whole damages occurred for some other reasons, then we can claim for insurance. If there is a cyclone and the entire platform or something happened to the vessel, then we can claim for it. But normal wear and tear, the insurance won't cover.
And one last question, sir. Like, as we're producing oil, so currently government is charging for the oil production some royalty. So are we eligible for that, or it's only for the bigger trades like ONGC and Oil India?
Royalty in our case is 10% on the price we realize. And there is nothing more than that for BAT. In other blocks, we pay for the gas 10%, oil 20%. And even for Dirac, we have to, for the condensate produced, we have to pay 20% royalty and 20% cess. In effectively, we have to pay 36% to the government.
Sure. Thank you, sir. And one last question, like promoter stake in our company. So any plan for increasing the promoter share or getting, increasing the shareholding?
This company doesn't have any promoter, actually, you can see that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nishant Maheshwari from Fellow Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is related with the PY1 and this Dairock or B80. What is the cost of production? Because in earlier on-call transcript, I read that our cost of per day operating cost is roughly $140,000 for this B80, and we are recovering rental to the extent of $98,000. So after implementation of that HP separator, which will increase our production for crude and natural gas, what will be the operating cost per day for BAT, and what is the cost of production for natural gas?
We are within the threshold of about, say, $16 per MMBTU. That is what we are within the net cost here.
$3.16,
Net cost to us per barrel is in the order of, say, $16 to $20 per barrel.
Okay, for BAT.
For BAT. And Dirac, it should be in the order of around one, excluding royalty and this government levies, we are in the range of around $1 to $1.25 per MMBTU.
Okay. Sir, one more thing regarding this revenue realization. Where do we show this rental income in our balance sheet in other income? And do we take standard deduction also? I mean 30%, which is allowed in income tax?
Actually, it is a part of a consolidated accounts. We could have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have two subsidiaries and one affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the consolidated income is different. The difference between your standalone income and the consolidated income is the revenue earned by the two assets, major assets,
mm-hmm.
MOCO and FSO, and small revenue comes from Carson.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, and congratulations for the fantastic setup number.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Ajit from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just have a follow-up question on one of the previous participants' question. That is regarding the charges reversal. So, does this charges reversal related to MOPU only, or is it related to EXPRO also? And if you can give the breakup.
It is related only to MOPU.
Okay, thank you. And when we can expect the first delivery from FSO, sir?
So we have to go for an injunction. The auction should get completed. After auction should completed, then we have to look for the fire weather to offloading it.
So pre-monsoon or post-monsoon? Can we expect the post-monsoon?
We wanted to do it pre-monsoon if weather permits.
Okay, and can we do it during the monsoon? Like, is it possible? Weather and all.
Normally it should be possible, and that's what our endeavor research. And if any eventuality comes, we will not be offloading. We will keep it in stock.
Okay. And just last one clarification, sir, about the pledging of shares. Like there are some shares pledged. So any thought on that reduction or something like that?
As of today, there would not be any pledge of anybody's share in the
company. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anushri from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, thanks for the opportunity. So, I just had one question. So, the reduction of charges that we have taken, so quarter four we were running BAT for the full quarter. So, does this charges relate to the other quarters, or is it for this quarter as well? How should we look at it?
It is a total settlement we made with them. We made an year-end adjustment. That is where the difference comes.
So, for the quarter, the number would have been higher, right?
Yeah, that's right. You are right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's my question.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit from iThought. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. All questions have been answered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Sharad Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir. Congrats on the good numbers and good luck.
Sir, at the current stage of production, what is the estimated field life for BAT and the rock place?
The BAT, we will be looking for a plateau of minimum of 10 years and the field life will go up to 15 years. That's what the prediction of our geologist.
Iraq,
we are going to do a re-evaluation of the resource because we have got a production data for 4-5 years and we have to do the material balance. After that, we'll come back with a new set of reserve numbers, which is higher than the initial numbers. We will let you know once the reservoir study is completed.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Congrats.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ravi Nagda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the payback period of BAT field, considering the current crude oil price?
All put together, we have invested, around 1,500 crores. If that is the case, if we make a revenue of, 300 crores, it should be 5 years. But if you look at as a field alone, if you look at it, should be around 3 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rishikesh Oza from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one question, sir. If you could provide the contribution from gas and oil in the total revenue.
See, today the revenue has come from only gas and not from oil. So oil has been kept in stock. But some oil revenue we have got it into the east. The condensate revenue has come from the Iraq field. But BIT, there is no oil revenue at the moment. It is in stock.
Okay. So no oil revenues this quarter from BIT, you think, right?
Yeah. Right, it is in the stock.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Elango from HOEC for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. By demonstrating continuous production during Q4, BAT asset is now ready to deliver consistently and serve as a growth engine for HOEC. We remain focused on ensuring safe and steady operations. We will leverage the organizational learnings from the project to capitalize on future opportunities. With a track record on driving production growth and well-established offshore and onshore capabilities, HOEC will now look at deriving further value from its existing portfolio of offshore and onshore assets. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of HOEC Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.